Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. The United States has urged Saudi Arabia to disband a rapid intervention force controlled by the Crown Prince and sanctioned over the murder of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Biden administration wants Saudi Arabia to adopt institutional reforms. Here's Barbara Plett-Usher from Washington.
The Biden administration has been criticized for failing to sanction the Crown Prince after naming and shaming him in the intelligence report. But the State Department spokesman Ned Price suggested that would rupture the relationship, causing the U.S. to lose influence over an important ally. He stressed that sanctions had been imposed on the prince's top aides and his personal security unit. The spokesman repeated that the U.S. had imposed its own visa restrictions on 76 Saudis accused of targeting dissidents, but he would not say whether the Crown Prince was on the list.
France has changed its stance on the use of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, saying it can now be given to people aged between 65 and 74. The French health authorities had previously restricted its use to younger people. With more details, here's James Reid.
The rollout of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine in France and other EU countries has been plagued by difficulties. First, there was a row with the manufacturer about a delay in supplies. Then public confidence in the jab was undermined by negative media coverage and barbed comments from some politicians, including President Macron. Now, data from Britain has shown that the vaccine is highly effective in reducing death and serious illness, including in the elderly. France must now convince its sceptical public to accept what's proving to be a decisive weapon in the fight against the pandemic.
A key hearing has started in Peru, which could see the former president Alberto Fujimori charged over the forced sterilisation of thousands of people, mostly poor indigenous women. Mr. Fujimori is currently serving a 25-year sentence. With the latest for us, here's Nicholas Rocha.
Nearly 300,000 men and women in Peru were sterilised as part of a government-run birth control programme in the 1990s. The public prosecutor, Pablo Espinosa, said the then-president, Alberto Fujimori, had played with people's lives and reproductive health without caring about the harm it would do to them. Mr. Fujimori, who did not take part in the virtual hearing, has previously argued that all sterilizations were consensual, but thousands of women have disagreed. Some said they were not informed, others that they were tied down.
This is the latest world news from the BBC.